Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, September 2nd, and it's morning. I decided I wanted to go ahead and get this taken care of early while my son is at school and Ryan and I are just playing and having some alone time. She's joining me today. She's just hanging out right next to me playing with her toys. She's being so good. But I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. What's new? What's going on? How's adjusting to school and the fall weather I feel like we're getting? It's already 70s. It was just like 90s a few days ago, and it just dropped. And I actually am not ready for that. I want it to stay warm forever. But yes, it's still beautiful outside. Man, I sound like a little raspy right now. So, I wanted to talk to you guys about a topic today that I think a lot of us know, but it was an experience for me where it just struck a chord with me differently, and I'm just so excited to share it with you guys today. The topic is the gift of God, and when I thought about this, I thought about what is the ultimate gift of God, and I thought of His love. So I'm reminded each week on Sunday of the love of my Savior and Father in heaven by taking the sacrament. And when I partake of the sacrament as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we do it by priesthood authority, blessing the bread and the water and distributing it to the members, and we're able to partake if we choose. And it's a great reminder of the love and sacrifice of Jesus Christ for His life and for what He has done for us. So it was just a different experience for me this past week. And I had a strong witness while taking the sacrament this last week how powerful the love of our Savior is for His sacrifice, the love He had for our Father in heaven, and the love our Father in heaven has for all of us to experience growth, repentance, and renewal. And it was a new thought and great experience for me because all I can think about is how the sacrament represents love. The love represents the blessings and connection we gain with Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. Love is the feeling I had in my heart, and it felt right. It felt like I knew exactly why I was partaking of the sacrament. It is a gift. It is a gift of remembrance of all of that our Savior is doing for us. It is a gift from our Father in heaven to keep partaking of these blessings. And that blessing and that greatest gift is love. And the blessings are, for me, coming to know Jesus Christ more, repenting from my sins, renewing from thoughts, actions, words, striving to be better, relying on the gift of the Holy Ghost, guidance of the light of Christ, enduring to the end. Some of these are my many blessings that are graciously given and received all through the wonderful gift and feeling of love. I want to share a scripture in 1 Nephi 15:36. It says, "Wherefore the wicked are rejected from the righteous, and also from that tree of life, whose fruit is most precious and most desirable above all other fruits. Yea, and it is the greatest of all gifts of God. And thus spake unto my brethren, amen. That scripture was a scripture out of the Book of Mormon. Any of you that aren't aware, but 1 Nephi 15:36 is from the Book of Mormon. And if any of you are interested in reading it, please reach out to me. I would love to share with you how you can get in contact with that book, or if you would like to know more, you can go to the churchofjesuschrist.org. But when I read this scripture, it's wonderful to know that as we partake of the sacrament, as we come to know our Lord and God, we will receive the greatest of gifts from God, which is love, like it says in that scripture, the greatest gifts of God. And when I read that, I thought of just love. And I thought of the love from Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. That love can heal all wounds. That love can strengthen our spirits. That love can light our path. The love that can open up new opportunities and experiences. It is the greatest of gifts because we can receive it any time that we come unto Him. He is always willing and ready to share the love. It's so beautiful. I love when I have to share an experience. I love when Ronan prays. He so often says in his prayers, we are so grateful for our God and that God loves us. Our God loves us. Sorry, Ryan wants to be a part of this. But I want to repeat what he says again. We are so grateful for our God and that our God loves us. It's so true. I love that Ronan knows that our God loves all of us. Heavenly Father is God to us all and desires for each of us to come to Him in prayer, somber, and to ponder. He desires our love as well. If I can choose any gift to receive in this lifetime, it is knowing that God is real, that He is constantly available for me and is willing to have a flow of continuous love. And I am receiving it. I know it. It is love. I receive this gift through partaking in the sacrament, pondering in prayer, and looking to Him as many times a day as I can. It's work, but it's so worth it, and I love doing it. One of my favorite times I feel His love is when I am in need of comfort. And I feel His comfort when the thought comes to my mind. And I receive this wonderful prompting pretty often. It's amazing. He says, I've got you. I am going to be there with you through it all. Things will get better and it will be great. And it's like such a peaceful, perfect feeling for me. And I love His comfort and His gift of loving peace. His love, it is the greatest of gifts. I loved this experience this past week. I'm so glad I got to share it with you. I would love to hear more about what experiences you're having through the power of the Spirit, or what you're receiving through prayer, or what experiences you have while you're partaking of the sacrament, or while you're worshiping, or while you're trying to come to know your Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Please subscribe. Please subscribe also to my email so you won't miss an episode. And here, through Spiritually Fed Blog Podcast, I'm just so, so very lucky to be talking to you guys. I'm so grateful. I am very blessed that you guys come here listening and engage. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.